You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX, in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 here on this Monday, February 19th, as it is time for our Valley Talk program. Have a couple of guests in here today from the Driftbusters Club. It's Mike Boucher, Josh Knack, and Eric Pruin. Gentlemen, how are you guys doing today?
Doing pretty good on this sunshiny morning.
Yeah, not ideal for snowmobiling, is it?
No, pretty sad winter.
Yeah, it's so how do you deal with that when the winter has been like how it has been?
You just try and live vicariously through like some buddies that are out west riding in the mountains or further east. You know, they got pretty good snow on the East Coast, but around here, yeah, it's pretty slim pickings. We've been doing some activities. You know, every Thursday night we typically ride snowmobile to a different town for supper, so we've still been doing that just in vehicles. We'll meet at drafts our usual time and then head out by vehicle and drive somewhere and have supper. So we're trying to keep the tradition going of at least we can drive and talk about snowmobiling even though we can't ride.
And that's got to be just really tough, especially when you see with social media everyone is out there doing something, right?
Yep.
So, you guys did have the Galentine's Bingo very recently, and how did that go?
It went very well. We had about 233 of you. We thank every single one that showed up. We want to thank the Eagles Club for hosting. I think they did a very great job. Quick shout-out to all of our sponsors there, American Crystal Sugar, Bremer Bank, Annette Thompson Investments, Choice Therapy, Christian Brothers Ford, CHS Ag Services, Crookston Valley Co-op, Erickson's Embroidery, Aaron LaPlante State Farm, Hair Connection, Icy Mugs, Caitlin at Rejuve, Kylie Simmons at Dakota Homes, and Cheer Sisters.
Yeah, so very good support there, and as you guys were saying, a lot of people showed up as well.
Yeah, I would say excellent turnout. It's kind of one of those things where I think the city kind of wants something like that, so we're planning for another one next year, and we hope to see you then.
Yeah, we're definitely new at it and didn't know exactly what to expect, so we were kind of overwhelmed by the turnout. And we're like, wow, this actually worked really good, and we're pretty excited for next year. There's definitely a couple things we can improve on and tweak a little bit, but overall, I think it was a big success.
Yeah, and I would say, you know, especially want to thank Anna Peterson and Shannon Connect, the two ringleaders that put this whole thing together. I mean, us three here helped out, but it was just like, tell us what to do and we'll do it. I mean, I'll speak for me. I've never been to a purse bingo before, so that was my first one.
We had no clue what we were doing. We were just running around selling extra cards and collecting garbage and just doing whatever to keep things flowing.
So let's have a little bit of a recap of the night.
So from 5:30 to 7, they had a vendor show off to the side going on and then registration. So majority of the tickets were pre-sale but still registered and then put name in for door prizes. But I think we did have a fair amount, probably 20 to 30 walk-ins and even from other towns, which was nice to see. And then, I kind of mingle, order food, and then at 7 o'clock, the bingo started. The vendor show ended, bingo started at 7, and I think by about 9:45, it was about wrapped up. So, about half normal bingo games and half kind of, you know, special Valentine's-themed card games.
And hearts and diamonds and X's and O's and different layouts for the bingo.
Yeah, with a couple breaks in between, so...
And a pretty successful night, I take it.
Yeah, it was very successful. The Eagles, I think I had heard like they sold 180 baskets. So, yeah, they were very happy on the food side. Yeah, and everybody seemed to be having a good time that was there. So, yeah, very successful. And like Josh said, hope to do another one or are planning to do another one again next year.
Was this the first time you guys had hosted something like this?
Yep.
Yeah, this is definitely our first time this type of fundraiser. For sure.
Yeah, we know other towns have done purse bingos, and we thought, well, maybe we should try one and see how it goes. And yeah, so we're looking forward to doing it again.
Well, that's good that you guys are already looking ahead to saying, hey, we have to have this on the schedule at least once next year. Is this something you're looking at just once a year?
I think, yeah, probably. You know, we don't want to oversaturate that market to some extent, too. But it is a lot of work for the two girls. Like I said, us three, we're just kind of the doers on the to-do list.
Yeah, and there are several others besides us that helped out, too. A lot of the guys in the club were helping out, running around selling extra cards and modeling the purses a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess just anybody that happened to attend, if you have any ideas for what you would like to see different next time. I know this year we had, well, it was 15 games, so we had 12 purses and three, like, name brand coolers. So if you want to see maybe more coolers or something else, just, you know, any let any club member know if you see him, or Anna and Shannon, and kind of think up maybe some different things, or slight, like Mike said, slight tweaks for next year.
And so that was the Galentine's Bingo. Anything else you guys want to reminisce on over the bingo event that took place?
No, I think that's probably okay. Just, yeah, again, thank everybody for coming out, and yeah, all the sponsors that helped us to put this on and have a successful first event for us.
And then there's going to be the Ride for Adam Parno. That's going to be taking place on the 24th.
Yep, this upcoming Saturday already, so... Obviously, hasn't been since we started advertising. Obviously, we haven't gotten any snow and not going to get any snow before then. So instead of a ride, I guess the event is still happening, but it's more going to be a drive event in vehicles.
Yeah, we debated on whether canceling it or not, but we already had so many prizes collected, and you know, all the sponsors and the cards and the stops are all notified and ready to go. So let's just continue it. Keep it going, you know, snow or no snow, and we'll just drive vehicles around. Or if people want to get in a van or rent a party bus, you know, there's always that option. It should be a good day either way, I guess.
Yeah, so how did this event start, where you guys thought of this idea?
Well, I guess we kind of started, I guess if you go back over the years, what, probably 12 years ago, the Ratty family from Fisher had started a memorial ride for Todd Ratty, and last year, I guess we kind of just assumed got the similar thing with punch cards and different establishment stops. And I guess when we took it over last year, we said, well, we want to do this as an event for families and people to go out snowmobiling in the area, but we also want it to be a charity thing, and whatever proceeds we make go to a different charity that we determine every year. So last year, we donated our proceeds to the Minnesota Veterans Ride, so veterans that an event is put on each year, which unfortunately it was canceled this year due to lack of snow, but I guess it's planned for next year in Grand Rapids again. So, and then this year, with Adam being a club member and an avid snowmobiler, and when the Parno family set up the Get Kids Outdoors nonprofit, we felt like that would be a great place for us to donate our proceeds from this year's event.
And so how are people going to be able to donate to that foundation?
So I guess the way that it works for those that maybe aren't, you know, snowmobilers but plan on participating, or even for those that maybe don't know. So we have multiple establishments that are participating. So I'll just go through the list here quick. So in Crookston, we have Icy Mugs, Drafts Sports Bar and Grill, The Ranch at Minocqua, and Irishman Shanty. In Gently, the Snow Sled Inn. In Fertile, Erickson's Smokehouse. In Red Lake Falls, Sparky's 218 Grill. In St. Hilaire, Broadway Station. In Thief River Falls, the Black Cat. In Warren, Mix Bar and Grill. In Euclid, the One and Only. And in Fisher, the Legion Post 242. And so each establishment will have... You can start anywhere, so if you live in Fertile and want to start in Fertile, great, or wherever. Each establishment will have a stack of punch cards, so if that's your first stop for the day, they'll give you a card, and then as you proceed for the day to the other establishments, they'll just have a stamp and go around and stamp your card. So there's a minimum, you need to get a minimum of 5 stamps, and it's the more you get when we meet at 6 o'clock at Icy Mugs in Crookston, you'll have more chances for the door prizes that we have. So,
and is that just going to go throughout the morning, or is that all day?
So on our flyers and on our Facebook page, I guess we put when the different establishments open, because I guess each one is a little bit different. So yeah, if the establishment is open for the day, you can go to any of them. So I know some of the earliest ones open at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I know some of the latest ones open at 11, but however many you want to go to, but that's the gist behind it.
Yeah, as long as you get to Icy Mugs by 6 o'clock to turn in your run card, and then draw for the prize is based on how many stamps you have.
Yeah, so, and then once they show up at Icy Mugs, it's a $20 with your card, and that, you know, so that money goes straight, and then we're going to also have some raffle items as well, different games to play, not only for just the door prizes, but then some other raffles.
Yeah, some bigger raffle prizes that we've gotten for the event.
And are you able to share some of those, or do you want to try and keep those secret, or at least, you know, some of the games you'll be playing?
I know if you follow our Facebook page, Driftbuster Snowmobile Club, and then there's an event that has been created on Facebook as well. I know we've been putting on some of their kind of sneak peeks of what we have, but off the top of my head, so we're going to do, there's a two-night, two-day ice fishing trip to Borderview Lodge, and then also a Garmin sonar for ice fishing. We're going to do a couple different spin the wheel games on those. And then some of the other door prizes we have a Grizzly cooler. We've got a Camp Chef camp stove. We've got a Pit Boss tabletop grill, Milwaukee tool combo set, a big Polaris cooler, some different Yeti stuff, some Minnesota Wild and Twins tickets. I know I'm missing some, but I guess...
There's also like a child or that
Mall of America family pass.
Yeah.
So yeah, kind of a...
And several smaller prizes. We got lots of gift certificates, gift cards to local establishments. And I know there's hats, T-shirts, lots of smaller items for door prizes. So
yeah, some fishing rods. And so yeah, kind of a mix of different items.
So a lot of great opportunities for people to participate. And do you have to be a member of the Driftbusters Club to participate in this event?
Absolutely not.
No. Open to the general public. Like I said, we're expecting a lot of people, hopefully from out of town, because I know Adam knew a lot of people up in that north of town, Warren, Thief River, basically all the way to the Canadian border. He had friends all the way through, you know, Roseau, Warroad. So he's a pretty popular guy, and we definitely miss him. So we thought, you know, when this opportunity came up to do this charity event, we definitely wanted to be a part of it for his family's charity that they have going on now.
Was there any significance to holding it this weekend, or was that just when the time fit?
You know, as we've in the past, it was kind of always towards the end of February. I know last year we were over President's Day weekend, which I know just a lot of schools are off and families maybe have other stuff planned. So just kind of, and looking at other weekends is kind of the one weekend where there wasn't a snowmobile function going on that club members usually participate in. So just trying to fill the gap and have something to do this particular weekend, I guess.
Well, is there anything else that you'd like to recap, either with the bingo night or the event coming up? And I guess it's weather dependent on if there's anything else that will be coming up for you guys.
Yeah, I guess the one thing, so I know we had our original posters out and we've made some revisions, but obviously, yeah, it's not going to be a snowmobile ride event. And with that, there's not going to be the family ride that we were planning on having. But I guess what we do want to say is, you know, kids and families are still welcome to come. I think we're going to try and maybe have some prizes specifically for kids as well. So want to make it a whole family affair. And then also Icy Mugs is going to put together a meal combo as well for purchase at the event too. So there will be, and I think they're going to have their regular menu available as well.
All right. Anything else to mention here on our Valley Talk program?
No, I guess we're just really looking forward to this Saturday and hope that we can get a great turnout and raise some funds to go to a very good organization.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, gentlemen, and hope that this weekend goes very well for you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
So that was our Valley Talk program with Mike Boucher, Josh Kanak, and Eric Prue from the Driftbusters Club.